Good afternoon. It is December the 3rd, 2020 at 8:31 Eastern Time. You are listening or connected to the Healing Codes Thursday evening calls. I am Linda Brewer. I am your host this evening. And feel free to go to the web and post a question or call in to the line and ask your question, and we would be honored to have you participate with us this evening. And we were in the middle of a conversation, so we are going to continue this conversation, and it has to do with loving and honoring your pet, your animal. So we are going to let 5935 Oregon continue. If you would please. You saw the signs in the yard was where you were?
Yes, I was driving back from the vet's office, who had just done an ultrasound on my little dog. She's only 5 pounds. They thought she had Addison's disease. Well, they said, no, she doesn't have that. But we found these other problems, and one of them was a tumor on her bladder. And I was totally shocked because this was totally unexpected, and I take really good care of any animals that I have. So as I'm driving home, I saw a couple of signs that I've never seen before. I've never noticed them before. And one of them was in someone's yard, and it said, "Don't give up." And I thought, oh, I really needed to see this right now. And then about 5 minutes later, when I got to the highway, I saw another sign that I'd never seen before, and it said, "There's always hope." So I took it as a sign that even though the news that we had just received was devastating, that's what I wanted to pursue was the Healing Codes or Trilogy, because it has such a wonderful track record of addressing so many different things. But my confusion was in what do I do? I mean, what tapping do I do? What emotion code do I do for my dog? I just don't know. And so I was getting frustrated because I just couldn't get any answers. And that's why I came to the call tonight. It says, I need a step-by-step process to know, how do I do this for my dog? How do I know which code to use? How do I know what to tap on? So does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am, but we are not allowed to give specific instructions like this, that on this call. I can only help you in generalities, so hopefully it will be helpful for you. And one of the great lessons that I have learned from Alex is always check your intentions. And when your intentions is for whomever that you're doing the codes for, yourself, loved ones, pets or whatever, do it with their highest good. And so, I would do what I would normally do for the areas that you have mentioned already, and just look at your pet or hold them, or you can, I think eye contact with a pure spirit is the greatest healer in the world. So I would encourage you to do that. And so if you have the trilogies, you know where your points are for those particular body needs. So do it as if you are standing in love for your pet, and observe how she or he's doing.
When you say that, do you mean affirm how he or she's doing, that she's in radiant health?
If they're peaceful, that's all you can do is, do you see the peace? Do you see the relaxation?
Okay. So be peaceful.
Yeah. Be peaceful, and when the fear comes up that you might not be doing it right, or you're not doing the right code, or you're not doing the right trilogy, or you're going to not be successful at this, rest. Take a deep breath and say, I'm doing this in love. I am seeking the truth and the highest good.
I'm writing all this down.
Well, and this is also recorded, so you can always come back and listen to it.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Yeah, it was just such a shock to me, and I don't want to lose her. I mean, no one wants to lose. Besides being my beloved child, even though she's a canine, she's also a service dog to me, and I just don't want to lose her. And
well, that right there I would let go of. And say, it is my prayer that I'm able to keep her, and I seek the highest good for her.
Oh, I like that. Okay, it's my prayer that I get to keep her. Okay.
And I get to keep her healthy and wealthy, you know, just as you would any human being. But when we get tied to the outcome or we have fear like you just expressed, and I'm not judging you because we're all human, but when that fear comes in, that changes the whole dynamics of your spirit and your intentions, and they pick up on that.
Right, the animals do, yes. Mm-hmm.
Human beings do too.
Oh, yes, and there's been times when I have actually panicked about this because I just, the nature of what's going on with her, it could be very, very unpleasant if, you know, if it reaches a certain stage, and I don't want to see her suffer like that. So I'm just trusting God. It's hard to let it go, but I'm really, really trusting that whatever God leads me to, I will do it. But there's still that thing in the back of my mind says no one ever wants to give up a beloved child or a beloved pet. And I have to deal with that. I'm doing my best, but it's a reality. No matter how much faith you have, you know you don't want to give up your beloved.
Well, and I would state it, you know, I choose not to be without her. And I desire the best and her highest good.
Yeah,
so you're not denying how you feel and what you really want, and you're getting it out of your system, and you're letting it go, and you're sending love at the same time.
Yes. Okay. I'm still writing things down. Yeah, thank you so much for spending that time with me. So if I wanted to contact a coach, how would I do that? I mean, if I want to work with them individually.
The coaches are listed on the website, and you just go in and choose one. And I think they go to Cindy Pierre, but, I mean, they have an email there where you send your request in and who you've chosen.
Okay. Yeah, and I didn't know who to choose. I wanted to talk to someone first. You know, like we're talking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I did go to the website, and I saw a lot of practitioners, and a lot of them are, you know, they're outside the United States. And so I just didn't know who to choose, and I didn't feel comfortable paying for something before I'd even talked to anybody. So I'm glad that you and I have at least had this conversation.
Well, you're most welcome, and we're honored to have you on the call, and you're welcome to stay. And we are now going to do the healing codes do the prayer, and just I encourage you just to relax and listen to your spirit. And just be at peace. Be at peace.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to mute you. And if anyone has anything they would like to say, or if y'all heard anything about this conversation so far, y'all would like to chime in, hit star 2, and I will unmute you. Now, your name was Sandy, correct?
My name? Debbie.
Debbie, okay.
Yeah.
Debbie has a very sick pet who is also a very loving companion. So, anyone have any comments at this time? Well, I would encourage you to stay and participate in the healing codes and see how you feel, and you're welcome to stay the entire hour.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Thank you. All right, let's begin by going through our healing codes. Get very comfortable, very relaxed. And this is your time just to be with you. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to and feeling your issue would be found, healed, opened, and filled with the light, the life, and the love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of your healing be increased by 100 times or more. And as you pray that, your body knows the priority of your healing. Take a deep breath. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Jaws. Both hands, temples. both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Jaws. Both hands, temples. as you begin to notice what you think, feeling, seeing, gradually come back to join the group. Notice if you're feeling anything that's creating doubt and fear. And think of a big bubble of just pure joy. Covering you. For your good. Is there anything anyone would like to share? If so, hit star 2 and I will unmute you. Anyone? Five 446 New York. How are you, Ms. Pat?
I'm fine, thanks, Linda. Thank you so much for that healing code. You know, I realized something when I did it, and I've kind of given fleeting thought to this before, but now I realize it would be a good idea for me to really prepare for the codes on Thursday night instead of just, you know, cooking till the bitter end and then calling 5 minutes before. It would be very useful to know exactly what I want to code for and have my truth focus statement handy and maybe even have some my music going on while you do that, because I have to say that this could easily be the most important thing I do all week, is participating in this call, because I invariably feel the energy so much more strongly when I code with others over the phone than when I do it on my own, although I certainly derive benefit doing it on my own. I mean, that's the most important thing I do all day. But in terms of the healing code experience, it does bring it to another dimension to code with others. So I would like to make a point of making the very most of it rather than thinking of some issue at the last minute. So I just wanted to put that out there, and that's what I'm going to do after this. I'll make a note on my – I'll put a reminder on Thursday at like 8 o'clock to say prepare your issue at least that far. Now, another thing I wanted to share was I had a very interesting thing happen. You know, I have had an issue haunting me for decades, and it's something that I did that was not nice. In the 1980s, I said something to somebody, and it has stayed with me. I was in therapy, and I said something to the therapist. Before I quit the therapy, I said something very nasty, as a matter of fact. And it was coming from a place. Yeah, I did. And it was coming from a place of, I don't even want to try and make excuses where it was coming from, but it came out and I said that. I didn't really mean it, but I said it. And it haunted me ever since. Then the therapist moved and got disassociated from that group and this and that. Over the years, I've thought of it, and I've been embarrassed and tortured by it. And I thought, well, gee, maybe one day I can find her and apologize. Anyway, for years, I couldn't even find her on the internet. And I finally found her a few years ago. But I still didn't have the courage to apologize. I thought about it. I thought, well, what would I write in a letter or a card? So I continued to mull this over in my mind. I mean, it's whatever it is. I finally, during my coding the other day, I was coding very deeply in it. It occurred to me exactly what I could say in a letter, because there's a on her website it, you could post comments or questions. So I thought I'll do it that way. So I did. I sent her. I finally composed something very briefly. It was a little cowardly because it wasn't the whole apology letter, but it was. I said I have owed you an apology for 40 years, and I'd like to do it. And is this the right forum in which to send it, or should I email you or send you a letter? I never heard back yet. Who knows? You can never conclude anything with that. But the point is, I actually did. I mean, I felt like stronger than I ever had before, and I know I was able. I know it's the healing codes that has enabled me to at least take this first step. And I'm very grateful for that, because at least I'm on the way of at least doing my part in trying to establish the peace that I would like to, like, at least let her know that I was wrong to have said what I did. And then I feel that. And so I will probably follow. I hope that I will have the courage, but I'll keep working on it, to follow up even further. Maybe the really courageous thing would be to call the number that's posted on her website and leave a voice message there. I don't have to leave the details of what I said in case she actually forgot, but I can you know, say who I am. I mean, I said that in the email. She knows who I am from what I posted on her website. She sees the name. I don't know if she will remember me. She may not, but she may. But I can at least try a little harder, and I hope I do. I do want to do what it takes to apologize and let her know. But I did take the first step, and that was years and not being able to even go that far. So I consider it, I mean, I think I really, the healing codes is helping me on a very deep level, and I feel that more and more each day. I do it a daily coding now, and the last couple of days I was doing it twice a day, which I would like to get into that habit. For a while I was in that habit, and then I tapered off to once a day again, but I could make, I think, a lot more tremendous progress if I actually did it the twice a day. Anyway, so I just wanted to share that thanks to the healing codes, I was able to do, actually, this is the irony of it, is that therapy that I was in with this lady never brought me to the places that healing codes has brought me to. You know, looking at these issues, feeling them, even repenting over them, you know, feeling the feelings and knowing that there is grace in life to be forgiven, and feeling the forgiveness and accepting it and knowing, I mean, the healing energy itself is a very forgiving energy. It's love. It's that's what the energy is. And it's bringing this in a way, it's on an energetic level, the energy of love to yourself in a balancing way. And not an ego way, like, you know, somebody just complimenting you or praising you, or this is real stuff, this healing energy, and it's going into the deepest places of one's soul, and it's allowing a person to feel whatever it is that needs to be acknowledged, and so one can take the next step towards making their life right. And I'm just incredibly grateful for the healing codes, and I always will be. And that's basically what I wanted to share tonight.
Well, thank you. I would encourage you to realize that each one of you were in a different place, and you don't know how she has healed and matured through the years, and you know how you have. And so your intention is to free yourself of guilt, or is your intention to, what is your intention?
Now, that's a good question. Part of it, I have to be quite honest, part of it is certainly to free myself of this burden. I don't want her to think, I just want to make it right between us. I want to acknowledge to her that I was really wrong to say that. I just want it to be right between us. I just want her to know. And I guess part of it is certainly to free myself. Yes, that's part of it. But
well,
I also want to free her from, I also want to free her from, in any way, you know, maintaining this sort of, I don't know if she has sadness. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe she just totally healed from it or whatever. I just want, it's not truth. What I said is not truth. And I just want to clear the energies between us for whatever reason. Other, yes, I admit that part of it is certainly to free myself of this burden. But I
so,
don't know if that's all.
Let's play an as if for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
So you make contact with this lady, and her life has never been affected by it. And you have carried this weight and this burden and this guilt and this judgment. How do you think or believe that will make you feel?
I would be so, so very relieved. So
yeah.
Very relieved.
And I'm thinking you're going to find that, and that she took it. She probably sensed, and there's a possibility being a therapist. She knew, she saw where you were coming from, and what I've sensed in just hearing you. There was something said or done that triggered such a fear in you, for whatever reason, whatever the fear was, that you froze in that moment. And this is just what's coming up in my spirit, is that it's kept you, because you don't want to hurt people and you want to love yourself, that you have locked yourself in that one moment in time in a certain way, and it could have possibly kept you from some very rich relationships through the years. And so I would just encourage you to code around forgiving yourself and celebrating you,
mm-hmm.
celebrating that you are so sensitive that you have a yearning desire to settle this and be honest with this lady.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause
yeah.
This is about you, not her.
Mm-hmm.
It's for you, and she can, if she has any residue, it could help her. But if she doesn't have any residue, and of that, or if that did not affect her, she just took that as a comment of apparently a very young lady, a very young teenager or whatever, and went on with her life.
Yeah.
So I would encourage you, just if the phone is what you desire to do, I would pick up the phone, and if she answers, I would speak to her, and if not, I would leave her a message.
Yeah.
You dance with your freedom, that you are a person of integrity and you no longer have to carry this woundedness.
Yeah.
You have a voice and you're capable of loving and being kind, but something got triggered in the tenderness of your spirit.
You mean at the time to make me say that?
Yes. 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 Something got triggered in you because you didn't feel safe with her. And so
I lashed out at her,
yeah,
in a very inappropriate,
yeah,
way.
Yeah. And so I would think about other times that you may have lashed out in a very, the circumstances could have been different, but you had that behavior. And whomever you'd had it with before, whatever your relationship was when you did it with this therapist, it made you feel very unsafe and very uncomfortable.
Well, to tell you the honest truth, I felt very uncomfortable during that whole therapy process that I experienced with this lady in the group.
She triggered something. You remember the story about the story that I was thinking about was Alex's story about the popsicle or something that you don't even know you're doing something and you're damaging someone so much. It's not the person, but it's where the other person is emotionally and spiritually.
Yes.
So I would encourage all of us just to take a deep breath and just send Pat love, courage, and peace.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes. Does anyone else have any comment? Hit star 2 if you want to share anything with Pat or you have anything else you want to share on the call tonight.
No, I think I shared what... Let's take a pause from me and give other people a chance.
Is there anyone else? Hit star 2. If you came for a specific purpose, okay, let's see. Someone wants to share. Okay, 5935, you're on the air.
Is that, I've already shared, but I just wanted to share one thing really quickly. When I focused on a part of my anatomy that I wanted healing in, after we had gotten into the codes for a little ways, actually towards the end, I did see an image of a person, one of my parents, that just appeared, and I felt that the issue that I have now relates back to them, and it just kind of felt that way. But and I have to agree with Pat too that during the time that we were all doing the code together, it definitely felt more powerful than when I do it on my own, and so I love it. I love the group coding. my first time here, I really noticed the difference.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Anything else? Hello.
Do you still have me on the line?
I do, Miss Pat. Yes.
Yeah. I think I've actually, I have enough information right now to digest, take in. I'll save my question for another time, if I may.
Okay, well, we only have one more call this year.
That's okay. It's about the positions of the codes that I think I had emailed you about at one time. And I think it was the October 15th call that you had said we could code with the individual positions, let's say for in traffic or something, and you only have a moment, you can, let's say, point your hands to, let's say, your Adam's apple, and that alone would be a code. And you did it for the four positions and told what the meanings were, and I really appreciated that. And I had meant to ask you at another time, let's say you have a hybrid position, are there meanings for those, let's say, just putting one hand pointing to left jaw, right hand to right temple. Do those kind of positions have meanings as well, or only the hands being at the same position have meaning?
You mean both hands being at the same position?
Yeah, that has meaning because you said what those were on the previous.
You can do the jaws to the bridge. Hand, so yeah, I mean, you can...
All the variations. Yes. Now, is there a chart or something? How would we know what we're coding for if we do one of those at a time, apart from a specific code from the 12 categories? Let's say I just did, I sat there and I, coded with left-hand jaw, right-hand bridge. Does that mean, is that for a specific issue?
You did the right-hand bridge?
Yeah, I mean, each of the variations have their own meaning.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it's just like we went over that night. That's where these emotions are stored. So, like, if you're sitting at a signal light and you get very angry that the person in front of you won't start, and you feel tension in your temples, and you're very angry, do the jaw and the temple.
Well, it's not always obvious.
No.
Yes.
You cannot do a wrong code if you do it in love.
Right. So I'm just.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily feel things physically in my around the four centers of my head, and I was just wondering if there was a chart that told the individual meanings of each variation on its own.
Not that I know of.
Yeah.
Follow your spirit. Your spirit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Trust yourself.
Yeah.
It's wiser than anyone else. It's
wiser than
counselors.
You know, that's interesting because I remember years and years ago when I was in the midst of, several, for want of a better word, breakdown. I used to really feel it in the back of my head, like under my skull. And that's the place where we end the trilogy going up, the third part of the trilogy, we go up the whole front of this front center line and then down. And as far as we can reach happens to be right there. And that's where I used to feel, I can't even tell you. I knew that I was storing something there. So there is something to, the physical connection to these spiritual matters, definitely. So if only I had had the healing codes then, but I'm glad I have them now. I'm glad I have them now.
Yes. Absolutely. So, yes, I believe and have faith that if you just ask, you're seeking peace and wisdom. If you do it with the intention of love, your body, your mind, and your spirit will heal.
I'm writing this down. Yeah. Heal. I like what you said because, I have tremendous, tremendous great gratitude for the healing codes, and I go through them back and forth every, 12 days or 24 if I only do part one each day. I go back and forth with them, and I'm tremendously grateful for that structure. But I like what you just suggested. Is now I'm at the point where I can try what you just said. Try just
wonderful.
Where my spirit, let me be guided by my spirit in terms of I'll try it. But I also
trust
I do
it.
Like the instructions.
Yes. But just in faith, I trust.
Yeah.
And so I, being free flowing and just letting the spirit flow and the truth flow, is an awesome gift.
Yeah.
There's healings in the hands, and we are uniquely made. But we are made for free flowing.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Anyone else? Star 2? Well, we have tonight, and then we have the 17th. I wonder who has the 10th. I think I have the 17th. I don't know who has the 10th. But then we won't have any calls on the 24th and the 31st because of the holidays. So I would like to take this time to see if there's anyone who has any stress or anything that they do not find peaceful about approaching the holidays that they would like to open up and discuss. Or if there's any great thing you just want to celebrate about your life. Hit star 2. We'd love to hear it. Well, we have a few more moments, and since two of you have mentioned the value of coding, why don't we do a code around being peaceful for the holidays? And for our lives, every day in between and every day after. And we pray and we are conscious of those who may not have the codes. Those who do not have jobs, who do not have homes. And we are thankful for those who live in mansions and they share what they have. And then we send love to those who have so much and they do not know how to share. So I come grateful that love is abundant. Peace is flowing. And we always have the privilege and the joy of praying. And in the quietness of the nights and in the busyness of the days, we can be at peace. Both hands, temples. Right hand bridge, left hand Adam's apple. Right hand temple, left hand jaw. Both hands, Adam's apple. And in this last positions, I'm going to encourage you to actually lay your hands, your fingertips on your Adam's apple. Keeping all of your fingertips pointed towards your body. Come ever so gentle up to your jaws. Take a deep breath. Come on up to your temples. And both hands to your bridge. And both hands to the crown of your head. My prayer would be that throughout this season and all the seasons to come in your life, that you are letting go of stress and fear and judgment and condemnation, and opening up to love, light, and truth. Let your voices be heard, your presence be felt, and be loved, and be loved. Blessings in all seasons. Thank you for letting me do that. I appreciate it. Thanks. Does anyone have any comments or anything? Raise your hand, star 2. Okay. I'm going, Pat, you are unmuted.
Yeah.
And then I will get 5935. Yes.
Okay. Just very briefly, I want that was very powerful and very effective. I really felt that. I just want to verify whether I was correct in ascertaining from your words that our fingers were actually touching the healing centers in this code. Is that correct?
Right. Like okay. They do, you know, they show you touching in the book. I love the touching. I think there's so much power in that touching.
There is.
Yes.
They do it in healing codes too. But I've never had a code quite like this. So this was really wonderful. Thank you for that. And I'll get off the phone so that the next person can also address their issue.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. 5935?
Yes. That was a very powerful coding that we just did. I wasn't aware that you could actually touch the different points. I did on the Adam's apple, but I didn't on the others because I thought you weren't supposed to. And I've never touched the crown of my head in any of these either. So that was quite new. And I really felt a surge of energy when we did the crown. So thank you. It was a very lovely sentiment that went with it, a very lovely prayer that went with that for the peace and loving and giving love and being loved. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your contribution, and we hope you'll come back and visit us. I am going to unmute everyone, and Miss Pat, sing Merry Christmas or Happy New Year to us. And anyone else who has the voice to do that. It's not me, trust me.
Merry Christmas, all.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
All right, Miss Pat. Yeah. So be sure and join us. I think we would have two more this year, but in case you don't get back or with us, we trust and pray. We're going to all have a blessed holiday.
Yes.
And count our blessings and be joyful.
That's right.
Thank you for joining us.
Okay.
Thank
Good
you.
Night.
Thank you
Bye-bye.
All. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.